right before I live. No, right before I die, I have to live. The whole song, Before I Die, is what it's titled. That's our good brother, Kirk Franklin.
Yeah.
I won't even lie. I thought for a split second I was going to use My Best Life, Cardi B. I won't lie. Look. We liberated. However, I said I gotta make sure I'm at the same place that the people are. So now that y'all know, don't be surprised if you hear some Cardi. Cardi! And so we come today. I came to that song because it speaks of living this life. You know, I was on that Cardi. I was like living my best life. But I was like, we're living. And as you know, if you've been here, you know, we've been doing a little series. We've been looking at the last part of our What We Believe statement. And we started off with our healthy self-acceptance. And we were learning that self-acceptance and self-esteem are not the same things.
Right.
That you're a masterpiece without flaws.
Yeah.
Things that you think are flaws can actually be flipped and used to your advantage because they were painted into your portrait.
Hallelujah.
And we, yes.
Hallelujah.
And we were taught or started to think about honoring this new covenant within yourself, putting aside the old ways.
Right.
Hallelujah.
And understanding that you are a beautiful creation of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And that's that healthy self-acceptance.
Yes, it is.
And then we moved on and we talked a little bit about spiritual growth. And that you can't measure your spiritual growth by biblical knowledge. Just saying. You can't measure it by biblical knowledge, what you know, what you read, and all that good stuff. There's going to be growing pains. You're going to be pulled and stretched, and it's going to hurt a little bit. But you have to be put into those situations in order to use those fruits of the Spirit. Because that's what our spirit should be producing. And so we got to be put in those uncomfortable positions so that we can grow a little bit.
Yes.
And we also learned that we can't compare our progress with other people. Some people will move fast. Some people will move slow. Sometimes you'll have a spiritual growth spurt. And then you got to catch up with yourself. You're going to shot up like this and you don't know what you're doing. And so now we're led to the last tenet of our personal belief system, which says it must encourage physical, emotional, and mental health. And so I'm going to jump over here to our sermonic scripture. I have it right here. And it's coming from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 3 through 7 in the Message version. You know, I like the Message, just the turned up version, the make it plain version. And it reads, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. Elijah was going through some things. You're reading in here, and what's going on here is he's been doing a whole lot of work. He's one of the prophets, and he had called that there was going to be a drought in Israel. And then he brought an end to the drought. And he actually challenged the other gods in the area. And so everybody was mad at him after God kind of put shame to these other gods. Big G God, little G gods, you know, in the grand scheme of things. So then he's running for his life. He done did these great works, and now he's tired. And now he's out of his mind. He's like, look, I just want to die. Just send me on to the ancestral plane. Let me talk to the panthers on the other side.
Yes.
He was tired.
Yes.
And it goes on, and it says, at once an angel touched him and said, get up and eat. He looked around. And there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay back down again. And the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him and said, get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. Amen. So what I got from that, and you gotta love Facebook sometimes, because I saw a meme that was actually talking about this story, and it said, never underestimate the power of a snack and a nap. Yes. Don't underestimate the power of having a snack and then laying down and taking a nap. Amen? So I came to this quote, and it's by Pierre Tirlin de Chardin. I think that's how you say his name. He's French. And it says, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. Which means we require some maintenance, y'all.
Yes.
We need some upkeep so that we can take advantage of this abundant life that God wants for us. We're right here, right now. It's not I feel like when we're in church, we kind of get it flipped around and we're thinking about the first set where we're human beings having a spiritual experience. We can. I wholeheartedly believe that, yes, you can catch that Holy Ghost and take off running and have that whole spiritual experience. But the majority of our time, we're a spiritual being having a human experience. So we got to take care of ourselves. We got to take care of ourselves. We want to run and run and run and run and do this spiritual work, but our body is ragged and it's tired. And then we're looking like Elijah under a bush somewhere, like, Lord, just take me now. Take me now. I can't make it.
Take me.
Take me now. Get you a snack and a nap, and let's keep going. You know, because we get lost a little bit in this modern self-care talk that we hear a lot. You know, we hear about mindfulness and meditation and self-soothing activities and all of these wonderful things. And they're good, but we can't stop there. We kind of use these things as a crutch. It turns into like a little Band-Aid to mask some of this stuff that's really going on with our body. With our body. I mean, let's be for real about this thing. I am mindful every time that I eat some cake. I love cake. I smell it. I feel it. I taste it. I eat it slowly. I'm just letting it just melt over me. I love it. I love the cake. I'm mindful every time I bite some cake. Thank you. But that don't change the fact that I'm diabetic. It don't change the fact that I'm diabetic. My body needs some more maintenance for me to enjoy the cake. So I can sit and be mindful and meditate on the cake and love on the cake and let it self-soothe me. But it's going to tear down my body. I got to get up. I got to walk. I got to take my pill. I got to drink some water. I got to not eat cake every day. I got to do these things. It's a maintenance thing. If I want to be here to do this spiritual work that I said yes to, I'm going to need a body to do that in this world. I'm going to need a body.
Come on here.
And I'm not saying like we all got to be out there looking like personal trainers and stuff and buff and you know, not enjoying things. But we got to take care of ourselves. There was a popular phrase out a few years ago, YOLO. You only live once. And it gave people a lot of permission to do a whole lot of stuff. Hey, that's another message. That's another message. But the kids were running around screaming, YOLO. I'm running around screaming, YOLO. I'm going to just do this. But I have to challenge that logic.
Oh, yeah.
Because truthfully, we only die once.
Yeah. Say that.
But we live every single day. So while we're running around, you know, YOLOing it up, not taking care of ourselves, just doing all these radical things, truthfully, that death may come earlier.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know we're all working to get to the other side and be reunited, you know, in the spiritual realm with our maker, our creator, and everything like that. But we're supposed to be here having life abundant.
Yes.
We're supposed to be here making a change in this world.
Yes.
And we can't do that without a physical body. So what are we being mindful of? I've been really proud of my person. My person has been working out and working on the health and getting better and getting stronger and trying to prolong this life. You know, because it's scary once you get into a place of you find things that you love, you find people that you love, you find your purpose, you want to be here. And so, slowly but surely, I'm being inspired to change a little bit.
Come on now.
Just a little bit. Because I want to be here. I got plenty of time to go to the other side. I got plenty of time for that thing. We talked about it with the spiritual growth. It's not a race. We all going to get to the same place. Well. We all gonna get to the same place. So why not make the most of what we're doing right here and right now? Care for your physical body. Take a nap.
Yes.
Eat a snack. Kick your feet up and rest a little bit.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes, it is.
It's important to care for this physical shell that's housing our spirit. This body is a temple. The body's a temple. Body is the temple that God dwells in. So we got to make sure that the temple is clean. We got to make sure it's upkept. Just a thought. And we go in and we move on towards talking about our emotional health. And it gets a little harder because it's you can't see emotions. But you can feel them. And when you feel them, they do affect your physical body.
That's true.
And so I was reading and I was thinking and I was like, I started to think about Jesus. You know, what would Jesus do? Well, it's recorded throughout the Gospels all over the place. Jesus slept and Jesus wept. Jesus slept and Jesus wept. And so I got to thinking about emotional health. Because I had a friend hit me up and asked for some advice, semi-relationship advice. She was like, well, Marcus, how do you live with someone after you've broken up? Thank you. I had to sleep on it because old me, and that sleep is important, physical sleep. It'll lead you to sound advice. I needed to sleep on it because I couldn't answer right away because I was going to go down a whole laundry list of stuff that you could do. And I'll tell you why, because I did it. I did it. 3 long years of my life I lost. But after I slept on it and I thought about it, I was like, Brother Justin over here, you don't. You don't do it. Because that's going to put you in an emotionally unhealthy place.
Right.
We can make excuses all over the place. Well, I'm going to work on me and she's going to work on her. And I was like, well, she don't need to be in your house to work on herself.
Amen.
But it's guarding your emotional health. You have to guard your emotional health because it will seep into your physical health. The things we feel emotionally will find some place to reside physically. Mm. Neck pain, headaches, back aches, all kinds of stomach indigestion issues, heart issues. That stuff has an effect. So you have to guard your emotional health. You come up on an issue that's kind of tugging at your emotions.
Right.
Sleep, get a snack, and wake up and get at it. When I say Jesus wept and Jesus slept, we go in there and the thing that I love about Jesus, he always knew what he was feeling. He didn't hold that stuff in. Mm-hmm. He cried when he was sad. He flipped stuff over when he was angry. He spoke what was on his mind, and he didn't hold that in. And it didn't eat at him. It was very authentic in what he was feeling and thinking at the moment. He took plenty of time to set healthy boundaries. A big part of emotional health is setting healthy boundaries. You can't let everybody just run up on you and be all in your bubble all the time. You can't have people with you all the time.
That's right.
I mean, think about it. Jesus was out there in them streets, like we said. Out there in them streets with the people, trying to walk down somewhere. Probably got thousands of people just following him. Jesus made time to set a boundary and said, hey, I need a minute to myself. I need to come over here in the quiet by myself and just be, recenter myself, take care of my emotional health. Jesus did those things. Jesus slept when he needed to. Storm raging outside. He knocked out sleep. The thing with sleep is you don't have to worry about things. Like I'm guilty. I'm a night owl. I'm up all the time. I should be asleep. I'm either thinking about something, worrying about something, watching something. It don't matter. I'm awake at night. But it's okay to sleep. Because if we say we believe that God's got us, then God's got us. We don't have to be up and awake looking at everything, waiting for something to happen. We can sleep through the storm if we trust and believe, like we say we do, that God's got our back. And another big part of emotional health is affirmations. And we talk about affirmations a lot. And I like this affirmation that Louise L. Hay had. And it said, affirmations are statements going beyond the reality of the present into the creation of the future through the words you use in the now. Amen. So what you're saying right now will manifest itself in the future. What you say to yourself will manifest itself in the future. And so much of our emotional health, yes, it comes in from other sources, outside forces and things like that, but a lot of it comes in from our very own self-talk. Be careful what you affirm to yourself. Be careful what you speak over your life. Be careful of those things. Emotional health is important, but it can be maintained. Set the boundaries. Take a nap. Eat a snack. Be authentic in what you're feeling. Don't bottle that stuff in. I can't talk about nobody else. I bottle a lot of stuff in. And then I wild out on folks, and then I'm looking crazy. Let's be for real about this thing. Was it just last week with Cake, me and Cake? So we talked about the cake. Cake has been on me. Me and the cake. I believe you were right there, weren't you? Sorry about that. What had happened was... me trying to take care of my physical body. I had messed up and I ate some cookies, knowing that I love cake more. I ate a cookie instead. So I'm mad. I was like, oh, I can't eat cake now. I can't eat the piece of cake right now because I already had the cookies. But then I get scared to take the cake home because it gets ate. I ain't pointing no fingers or nothing. And who eats the cake? So I get scared. I get scared, but I hadn't... That one and that one. They eat all the cake. And I got scared. That was fear. Fear over cake. I know it's crazy. It sounds absolutely nuts, but I was scared that I wouldn't have a piece of cake, trying to take care of my physical body, and then not talking about what was going on in my emotional self. I lashed out and wild out over cake right there. Lost my whole mind. It all works together. Your physical health, your emotional health. It all works together. And you got to care for all of these things individually to make yourself whole. Thank you, Raymond.
Yes.
For singing that. Yes, make me whole.
Yeah.
All of this body. This body.
That's all right.
Emotional health is important.
Amen.
Mental health is also important. And we also, we sometimes interchange these two things, but they're very separate. They're very separate. Emotions you feel, like mental health is right up there with your physical health. It's a physical thing. And truthfully, this is probably the only church and the only movement that I've personally been in where we actually talk about mental health issues and address it and make it just as important as everything else that we talk about in this room. That's huge. That's huge. That's huge for faith communities. That's huge for communities of color. We don't talk about these things. Yes, I believe we can pray about everything under the sun,
right,
and God's got it. But at the same time, God's blessed us with these physical doctors and these mental health doctors to help us along the way. There's no shame in seeking help. There's no shame in it. We go to the doctor for everything else. Well, most of us, I don't know. I don't know. If you're stubborn like me, sometimes it's got to be falling off. Man. But you don't want your mind to fall off before you go get help. Go for the checkups. Go sit in those rooms. Talk to the doctor. Listen to the doctor's advice. If you don't agree with it, get a second opinion. But do whatever you have to do to take care of your mental health. We got to recognize, I mean, it's no shame. It's no shame. There's no shame in it at all. And I have to be really real about that because we get prideful. You know, something like your mind, you think you can control it.
Right.
It's my mind. I know what's going on in here.
Right.
And it's okay. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to take the medication if you need it.
Yeah.
It's okay. All of that is okay. Your mind is just like your physical body. I know what happens to me if I don't take my diabetes pills. I know what happens to me if I don't take my HIV medication and my cholesterol medicine, and thank God I don't need the blood pressure medicine no more and all these other medicines. I know what happens to my physical body if I don't do that.
Amen.
So if we don't take care of our mind, amen, what do you think is going to happen?
Amen.
It's going to fall off. And it's going to be harder to get it back into shape.
Amen.
It will. It will be harder to care. Because look, our bodies age. Our mind will also age.
Say that.
Come on. Watch it.
Just saying, it's a physical component. It's in there. But it's very real. It will also age with us. So why not take care of it while we're young? While we can. Your mental health is just as important as your physical health. So as we look at this whole thing, this whole series, so to speak, it's beautiful how it lays out because it's an inside-out process. We start with the healthy self-acceptance. We figure out where we are in this very moment, and we accept that. Accept where you are in that present moment, but also recognize that, hey, maybe I can grow a little bit. Maybe I got a few things that I can work on to improve myself.
Yes.
And so we get into the spiritual growth. And then as we start to grow spiritually, we recognize, hey, I'm neglecting my body. I'm neglecting my mind. I'm neglecting my emotions. And we pull all of these things together. And at the end of the day, it comes down to it. We hear it a lot from our Reverend BJ. Self-care is critical.
Hallelujah.
And it's an ongoing process.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen. 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 Amen.